sort of embarrassing to get back to Chicago and find a blank tape. It's been nothing. Had that happen to him one of the first times he ever used a tape recorder. He just came back and there was nothing on it. He's never used one since. What you were saying was a slew. It's not a word that you'd use anyway, but it struck me when I first moved out here from the east, you know, that I never heard of the term before. And of course, in the forest preserve, like out here, we frequently go out to this out there.
Sloughs?
Yeah, they have those things down there they call sloughs. That are like real shallow lakes that are sort of like an overflow of water from somewhere else. But you wouldn't have that term. You wouldn't normally use that term, I think.
No, we don't use it.
Okay. Would you have a term for a sort of wet area along the edge of a lake or a stream?
Bog.
Okay. What are some different terms you might have for small freshwater streams?
Rivers.
Okay. If you're smaller than a river would be a
creek.
Okay. Anything else than a creek? Creek and a river?
No.
You wouldn't have any term like a run or a brook or anything or a branch? Okay. What are some streams in the immediate neighborhood that are right around here?
Plum Creek.
Okay. Anything else?
Right up here.
Mm-hmm.
And Beaver Dam is over just not too far east of here.
Mm-hmm. Beaver Dam is it's a body of water, or is it a
creek?
It's a running creek.
Oh, it is? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I've never been called a dam before.
Yeah, so I don't know where that part came in either.
Yeah. And anything else right around here, either a creek or a river or anything that's fairly close?
Well, Turkey Creek, which is about east of here a ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, this is a hard question to ask in northern Indiana, but a great big enormous hill like the Rockies or the Appalachians is a...
What is it? Oh, a big one?
Yeah.
A mountain.
Yeah, okay. What are some other terms for different high points of land, less than a mountain, say?
Foothills.
Okay. Anything else?
That's the bottom of the foothill. Hills.
No.
What do you call it if you have a real steep drop-off and you go straight down?
Cliff.
Yeah, okay. What would you call a place where boats stop and freight is loaded or unloaded?
Dock.
Okay.
Pier.
Dock here and pier there. Is that okay? Would you use the term pier? Or is that something different?
Well, that's where I fish off of the pier.
All right. Okay. How about different kinds of roads in here in terms of the surface of the roads? What are some different terms for different types of roads?
Concrete, asphalt, stone.
Okay.
Which is bituminous. Asphalt is bituminous.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a road that's sort of off the main road? Maybe not much but local traffic on it.
A lane.
You call it a lane? Okay. Between the public road and the house, you have the...
driveway.
Okay. And on a farm, a lot of times you'd have maybe a fenced-in place where the animals would walk from the barn to the pasture or something like that. What would you call that?
Lane.
That'd be the lane. Okay. Mm-hmm. You use the term lane for both? Okay. Would you use the term lane for that back road type thing?
I'd call it a driveway.
Okay, but a sort of road that only had local traffic on it. It was a public road. Would you call that a lane?
Yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't have a term like back road or anything like that. Okay. If you had, say, a dog that suddenly started chasing you, you were in the middle of the street and you didn't have anything to hit him with, you might reach down and pick up what to throw at him.